your life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vajra. Fit for life.
Combo's at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Combo Radio 94.9. It's Combo. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Combo Radio.
Mukushi's Changilo residents are called for new police post to boost their security. In African news, the ZANU-PF mobilizes support for constitutional amendments amid opposition resistance. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A concerned resident of Changilo area in Kalonga Ward, Mukushi district, has appealed to government to construct a police post to enhance security. Speaking on behalf of fellow residents, Joseph Chibuye said the only existing police post is in Chalata, which is far from Changilo, making it difficult for people to access timely police services. He added that the area has recently recorded cases of crime, highlighting the urgent need for a nearby police post to improve safety and response times. Residents of Kapete Ward in Chongwe District have praised the government for constructing a 1x3 classroom block at Kapete Secondary School using the Constituency Development Fund. The residents said the new infrastructure will help ease a classroom congestion, especially among learners in upper grades. Headman Nkondola noted that the free education policy has increased enrollment, creating a need for more classroom space, and described the development as a timely response. Meanwhile, a parent from Koto Village, Mavis Nyeleti, said overcrowding has made it difficult for learners to concentrate, adding that the new classrooms will improve learning conditions. And Ward Councillor Francis Kabichi said the project was necessitated by increased enrollment after upper grades were moved from other schools, adding that more infrastructure projects would be rolled out in the area. Lead Foundation, a youth-led NGO in Dola, has welcomed the government's introduction of a 24-hour economy. Speaking to Komboni Radio News, the Lead Foundation member, Nambela Bwale, said the move will allow the public to access goods at their convenience, but called for heightened police security to prevent cases of robbery.
A business runs 24/7. It brings out an advantage to the people who want to access goods at a time convenient for them. Because when a business has a specific time when it opens, it limits other people who are too busy to go to the business and access what they're looking for. The police should really be involved because thieves may take advantage. They'll start to play the role of a normal individual going to access a certain good or service from the business when they are actually going to maybe.
Another member, Pethia Sachibesa, noted that the initiative will create job opportunities in businesses operating around the clock, emphasizing the need for additional manpower.
24/7 sisi yale bomba kufumamu chero kwa kasi kwa mpaka na uwishi kubonze yale bomba fiti chara afuri shako sana kuziri mukura wanisha kwa tirimyo muntu rimyo ushkuna alwara rodi mituma keme tuma fama suti haba mpe pirimyo asangwati barie sara panchitaya mshu dimiri mukura wako rimu wabutu kimu wapakusu mri ya mfukuri ya mwasangati muntu nafu bati rimbinga mpuka fama sikari mpe pimwara mwabutu kire parapiri mwashita kwa mtu wako watiri nishita mre mtu wala kukiria kukirini kina nko spito nishariko buwinu futu kura wefintu yufaika kwa wababa ntu abo mbubu shku abo mba aba ubu shku wine bari yufaika kwa dimbitu fintu wala afe pashopu wangu wangu wa shitomura ndu wako wati mashopu na yesuka futu.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa announced during a press briefing on 17th March that Cabinet had approved a 24-hour economy for business houses, bus stations and markets. The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council, NGOCC, is raising concerns over the challenges women face in politics. Executive Director Anne Mbewe Anamela says that sexual harassment remains a major barrier, forcing some women to abandon their political ambitions. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Anamela noted that such misconduct is not new, which is why NGOCC is taking proactive measures. The organization now holds monthly meetings with politicians, providing a platform to discuss these issues and seek practical solutions.
And even the women that we meet at NGOCC have told us of previous experiences and even things that are beginning to happen even now. So it's very important, that question you asked about how do we ensure that political parties know, people know, those meetings with political parties are also meeting with the women in politics, and they have actually formed this extortion committee under those meetings with NGOCC. So they're taking these matters very seriously and they're taking it now as a collective. I think this is what will work with this, is if women take this as a collective all the time. And most women that have tried to go into politics have come across that problem. It's just that they find different ways of navigating. Some have actually had to withdraw because of those pressures.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, ni easy.
50 kg kalembula, 100 squacha. 50 kg chihuahua, 150. 50 kg katapa, 80 kwacha. 50 kg mpilu, 220. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 110. 50 kg lumanda, 150. 50 kg impwa, 200. 50 kg delele, 200. 50 kg mundambi, 150. 50 kg dzingoma, 100 kwacha. 50 kg kandolo, 300. 25 kg, 130. 50 kg nshawa za fresh chalimbana, 630. Kadononka, 480. Bokosi ya tomato, 350. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 200. Onyoni ya red ponchu ya mutu, 460. Ilibe mutu, 300. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 85 kwacha. Meda vidiza, 150. Meda vinkubala, 550. Meda Kapenta 350. Meda Binzi 200. Meda Impwa 30 kwacha. Meda Delele 25 kwacha. Meda Green Binzi 40 kwacha. Meda Mpilipili 180. Unji Unji Kalembula 10 kwacha. Unji Unji